Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's a big thing when you talk about these two big brands coming into Atlanta for the national championship. Obviously, Notre Dame has been since 88. You know, we talked a lot yesterday. Are they a team of destiny and all those different things? And obviously, Ohio State is supposed to be here. You know, they were supposed to be here. Yep. And, you know, they had a couple hiccups and everything, mm-hmm. but yet they found their way. And they played their best ball late in the season, mm-hmm. when they needed to. Because we know this. If this was still a 4-team playoff, they wouldn't be in.
Yeah, neither would Notre Dame.
Exactly.
I don't think Notre Dame would have made the playoff with that loss that they
had. Yeah, but. It's a 12-team
playoff.
And they took care of their business while they were in it. And now they have an opportunity to be the first team to win the national championship in the 12-team playoff, which is pretty cool.
No, I don't know. I'm sure maybe some people will use that as an argument against it. To me, it's an argument for it. I mean, it makes it a little bit easier, I suppose, to have a hiccup or two, because Ohio State had two. They lost their two biggest games of the regular season, really, right? Like, no offense to Penn State. Obviously, that's that was a big matchup, and it was a highly ranked team and all of that. But, I mean, the number one biggest game on Ohio State's schedule every single year is Michigan, and they lost it again.
Yeah,
and Michigan wasn't good this year.
Yeah.
That was one of the worst performances they've had. They also went out to Eugene and lost to Oregon. So it's pretty wild to say a team that lost its two biggest regular season games of the year is playing in the national championship. But that's what the 12-team playoff can offer. And Ohio State, you go back to the beginning of the year, like, it's no surprise to anyone that they would be here from a talent standpoint. I mean, this is sort of what the year was supposed to be. It would be a disappointment if they weren't here. And they are. And they took kind of a, like we just said, an odd path to get here. I think Notre Dame certainly took an odd path to get here. I mean, they lost to damn Northern Illinois.
Yeah.
And everybody left them for dead at that point. And they've talked about how losing that game and basically being in playoff mode since then has gotten them ready for this.
Yeah,
like they've basically played must-win games every single week since then.
Yeah.
Because you can, I guess, obviously, you can lose to Northern Illinois and still make it in,
right,
like they did. They couldn't have lost another game.
No.
If they lost another game, they wouldn't even be here,
no.
And yet they haven't, and they've won the majority of them by double digits in the regular season,
mm-hmm.
and then they get into the playoff, and they've just found ways.
I mean, that's the most important thing.
They've just outlasted and been a little bit more sound and a little bit more tough and a little bit more fortunate, and here we are. I mean, I don't know. I don't think they're the second most talented team in the country, but it doesn't matter. They're here, and they got a chance to win the national championship.
Yeah, that's
on
all
Monday
that matters,
night.
Man. And anything can happen now. They're going to have to play their ass off. I mean, I'm talking about this Notre Dame. They're going to have big plays.
They're going to have to play damn near perfect.
They're going to have big plays. They're going to have to do, and they've done it in all three games, have turnovers in big games. I mean, big plays.
Yes.
If it's a kickoff return, if it's a sack fumble in Ohio State's territory, they turn into points. They're going to have these things, because I don't know if they can drive up and down the field on this Ohio State defense. I just don't think they can. And so you're going to have to rely on those things. And as far as Ohio State, if they're just themselves, they'll be fine.
Yep.
Yeah, they're just themselves and that talent that they are, they'll be fine and they'll be able to get it done.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where it's like, if both teams play to the level that they're capable of, Ohio State wins the game by a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, I agree.
What is that about?
What we just talked about before.
Oh,
on there.
There it is. You're good. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. I was like, all right, good.
There it is.
Yeah. That would have been weird. Yeah. All right, good. If Ohio State plays to its standard, Notre Dame plays to its standard, this game could be I don't know, 31-17, yeah, something like that. In order for Notre Dame to win the game, Ohio State's going to have to make some mistakes and I don't want to say play bad, because I don't know, it sounds disrespectful to Notre Dame. Notre Dame will have to make them look bad,
yeah,
at times, which they can do. Like, right, they're tough in the trenches and they're very well coached and all that kind of stuff. It just, I could see it being like a 24-22 game in the fourth quarter that Notre Dame is able to pull out because they've done that.
Right.
If it's not that, I could see it being kind of lopsided.
You think
so? Well, yeah. I mean, there's kind of two ways it goes. It's either going to be close and Notre Dame can win it like that.
Right.
Like, Notre Dame's not going to blow Ohio State out. If there's a 2-touchdown game, it's not going to be Notre Dame winning it.
You don't think so?
I do not. Okay. Do you think Notre Dame can win this game by 2 touchdowns?
If everything goes wrong, say for instance,
like everything goes wrong. Yeah.
How about this? If Ohio State plays like they played Michigan, yeah? Like,
oh, sure.
Ohio State, yeah, right. Notre Dame has to play them like Michigan. You got to make it ugly, mm-hmm, and you got to make it a one possession, mm-hmm, game, mm-hmm, in the fourth quarter.
Here's what
if they get a fourth quarter, one possession game.
No, one possession game, sure. But I don't see Notre Dame being able to run away from them at all and sort of win a game.
Maybe
like
a late
that
cover?
And who knows? Maybe they do. I mean, this, you know, the crazy stuff happens in college football these days. What Notre Dame's going to have to do against Ohio State that no one's done since Michigan is make their hurt offensive line look hurt.
Right.
Like, no one's really been able to take advantage of that Ohio State offensive line. They're missing two guys that are, like, great players, like NFL-caliber players, and they've been able to get away with it because they have good depth and they've got really good other players around them, good skill position players. Like, you got to make that offensive line look like a weakness.
Yeah.
Because it should be.
It should be.
It should be because of how much injuries.
And that's all about scheming. You know, that's when you look at where Marcus Freeman's specialty is, defense, and how do you slow these things down. The biggest thing they can't do is get the big play to Jeremiah, because that gets everybody going. That gets everybody.
Which Jeremiah?
Smith.
Okay. Yeah. The Jeremiahs are big in this
they
game.
They are. And how healthy is he? Because, I mean, he had to run. That run he had was just manly.
Yeah.
But his biggest asset is his breakaway speed. Mm-hmm. And can he be even more healthier? Because they're going to need him. Because the one thing about it is that, you know, we know this. Riley Leonard's going to have to run the football.
Yes.
We understand that. Ohio State's linebackers, Caleb Downs, yeah, they got guys
they
that can just sit there.
They got size
and just wait.
And speed.
And wait.
That tackle.
And wait. They tackle, yeah, really good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm interested to see, because Will Howard can run.
Yes.
Like, Will Howard's got mobility. He wasn't like a run first quarterback at Kansas State, but he ran a lot and, mm-hmm, he used his legs a lot. He hasn't done that really at all this year at Ohio State. Now, they used it at the absolute perfect time last game, mm-hmm, when it was 4th and 2. It was a design quarterback run. He picked up the first down. They even called it on the broadcast. They were like, he can run. And they did in that moment. Mm-hmm. I just wonder if Chip Kelly goes to that at all in this game, because his offense functions best
with a running quarterback,
with a threat of it. Yeah. And I just, if I'm them, like, I might design a couple of them early, you know,
yeah,
you get like an RPO where he keeps it and kind of makes that Notre Dame defense now second guess what he's going to do in those situations. Maybe even have a designed run for him, like we just talked about on the,
right,
fourth down play in the last game that they played against Texas. Just so now you're Notre Dame's defensive coordinator and you're like, dang, all right, we didn't really prep for that. There wasn't really any film of him doing that since Kansas State. Now he's out here with his legs. Like, to me, that just gives him something else to worry about. And he can do that, too. Like, I don't know why they haven't used it. They haven't had to. They're in the national championship game. But I think if they break that out, that could be a real headache for Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I would use it if I were them. But I'm not Chip Kelly.
But then you look at it from that point, like, hell no, it's the last game of year. Like, because that was one thing y'all, yeah, was about.
So it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The risk of somebody getting hurt or whatever.
No.
Whatever. There's nothing about this game that you hold back. You know, you lay it all on the line and you go, and if it's quarterback, if Riley Leonard got to run that thing 25 times tonight.
Right. That's the thing about Riley
times.
Leonard is like,
you're going 25
they
times.
Tried to be careful with how much they ran him just because they knew, you know, he's going to take hits and all that. They need him. Riley Leonard threw that out the window against Georgia.
Yes.
He was like, I have to run. I have to run in order to win this game.
And their play calling was like that.
That's right.
Yeah,
because it has to be.
Like
if we're going to win this game, if we don't win, we go home.
Right.
If we're going to win it, this guy's got to run it. That's right. The same thing on Monday night with Riley Leonard. I just wonder if Will Howard's in that same mindset or if they use him like that at all, because I think they should.
Well, I mean, I think that the biggest thing that Notre Dame has to do is that they've got to – damn, it's hard to say that because of how many weapons – make Ohio State one-dimensional. You got to make Will Howard
right.
throw the ball.
And that's why I would use that,
yeah.
because then it's
yeah.
even harder to make it. If Notre Dame wins this game, it's because they make it a Will Howard pocket passing game.
Yeah.
Because he can make mistakes there.
Yeah.
Like, if you take Quinshon and Travion out of it, and it's just Will Howard drop back, and he's got to be a pocket passer, you can beat Ohio State.
Well, can they do that, though? That's the biggest thing.
I don't know.
That's the biggest thing. Because, you know.
Probably not.
They did that to Allard. They did Allard, you
yeah.
know, and obviously he made the mistake, the mm-hmm. big mistake. They pushed him off his mark, and then he was able to throw late back across the middle, interception, game over, field goal, things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, if they can get a situation like
that,
Will Howard will make a mistake.
He
yeah,
will give
make
it to
mistake.
Him. And so it's going to be a fun, interesting game. I just think the biggest thing for Notre Dame, and obviously we got all day to talk about it, they got to get it to the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
They got to get it to the fourth quarter, because that's the case that I trust, and we talked about it yesterday, I trust the head coaching of Marcus Freeman over Ryan Day at that point.
Because the flip side of that is, if it isn't and Ohio State gets out to an early lead and Riley Leonard has to throw it more, that's not a good situation.
It's going to be a wrap.
They want to be able to control the clock with their run game and his legs and all that kind of stuff. If they're down 14, 17, 21, like Tennessee and Oregon were early against Ohio State, yeah, that's not a good recipe. That's a recipe for finding something else to watch
yes.
on Monday night in the second half. Nobody wants that. We want a close game in the fourth quarter.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.